CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bachelor with Gregory Copley, my colleague. He's editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. Moscow, beyond Ukraine, looks to be playing what was called in the 19th century and early 20th the great game. They're playing it for economic advantage. And Gregory, your article on this has a graphic that is vivid about Moscow to India by rail and sea, and then India to Europe by sea, the Red Med and the Mediterranean. This is a loop that guarantees Russia to get its product to market, chiefly energy, and also touches the Indian market, which is a growing dominant player in this. So is this Russia's long game for the balance of the century?
It's been Russia's long game for about 400 years. This is the great game, which Britain was competing with Russia, with the Russian Empire at the time, for control of Central Asia, and largely to stop Russia's inexorable drive southward so that Russia could get a warm water port, and not just on the Black Sea, but they needed to get access to the Indian Ocean and year-round unfettered access to the world's maritime trade routes. And it now appears that this is locked up. They've been working on it even over recent years with the development of railroad and maritime links across the Caucasus and across Central Asia, down to Iran, across the Caspian, and building up the Iranian rail links down to Bandar Abbas, literally at the Straits of Hormuz, and to the Iranian port just to the east of that, Chabahar, and then to Bandar Abbas, so that they can have access by road, rail, and the like down to the Indian Ocean, literally as though they were on domestic territory. And the only way they've been able to do that is by their ability to dominate Iran. And that's been consolidated by the Russia-Ukraine war and by other aspects of the situation in the Middle East, where the Iranian clerics latched on to Russia for security support. Look, there's been a traditional, historical, if you like, competition between Persia and Iran and Russia, but because the Russians actually seized much of the Persian Empire, including what's now Azerbaijan and all of Central Asia. So the Russians have been held in great suspicion by the Iranians over hundreds of years. But now the clerics have turned to Moscow to save them. This doesn't mean that the Iranian people are in love with the Russians. Quite the contrary. They're very suspicious about this, and the Russians have been very careful. They've been investing in Iran. They've been buying and selling defense equipment with Iran. So right now, yes, you have these new rail links going down to the Indian Ocean, and that's going to lead to Russian free ports. It's going to lead to a Russian naval base on the Indian Ocean within a few years. And that will mean that we will never get the West back into Iran. This has been the great tragedy of the disaster, which was started by Jimmy Carter when he literally, deliberately destroyed the rule of the Shah of Iran.
Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.